The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how combining different tests gives a clearer view of a patient's quality of life. The combined use of generic and disease-specific health-related quality of life measures gives a clear representation of the effects of multiple sclerosis on a patient's quality of life and enables a more accurate comparison across countries, a study has found. The effects of MS on HRQOL in real-world patients may be underestimated, the researchers wrote. The combined use of both generic and disease-specific HRQOL instruments as outcome measures in clinical trials and observational studies allows for a deeper understanding about specific health needs of MS patients, they added. The study, Health-Related Quality of Life Multiple Sclerosis Patients, a European multi-country study, was published in the Archives of Public Health. HRQOL is essentially a measure of the impact that a disease has on a patient's quality of life. While there are a number of instruments that assess HRQOL, disease-specific measures are better tailored to patients with a condition, whereas more generic ones enable comparisons with the general population and people with other diseases. However, the inconsistent use of generic and disease-specific HRQOL tools limits the ability to compare results from MS observational studies and clinical trials. Researchers at Erasmus University Rotterdam in the Netherlands set out to use generic and disease-specific tools to assess the HRQOL of adult MS patients in Europe. The team used the generic EuroQOL and disease-related multiple sclerosis quality of life 54 measures. The MSQOL 54 comprises two composite scores from the generic SF36 health survey plus some MS-specific metrics. Patients were surveyed online from June to October 2019. A total of 182 patients completed the survey, including 88 from the Netherlands, 58 from France, 15 from the UK, 10 from Spain, and 11 from elsewhere. Participants were mostly female, with the median age of 43. In the generic HRQOL measure, the average health utility score, which measures patients' state of health on a scale of 0 to 1, was 0.65. About a third of patients reported moderate mobility problems, slight to moderate pain and discomfort, and 44% also had moderate problems with daily activities. Reports of anxiety and depression and problems with self-care were generally low. Greater disability scores were significantly associated with more problems with mobility, self-care, pain and discomfort, and daily activities, but not anxiety and depression in the generic HRQOL measure. Also, no difference was observed between countries in the generic HRQOL measure. Using the MSQOL 54, the mean physical health composite score was 42.5, and the mental health composite score was 58.3. On this scale, a score of 100 denotes a perfect health status. The physical health score differed significantly between countries, with the lowest score being observed in the UK and the highest score in Spain. In contrast, no significant difference was observed between countries in mental health scores. Statistical analysis of the data then revealed that a diagnosis of primary progressive MS was associated with lower scores on the general tool, as well as lower physical and mental composite scores on the MS-specific assessment. The severity and disability was also associated with lower scales on the generic HOQOL measure and lower physical composite scores on the specific measure. Compared to previous research, our results indicate that the HRQOL of MS patients may have been overestimated. Future studies should be designed to specifically examine cross-country differences for controlling for more information than we have included in this study. The study may be limited by its design to analyze HRQOL in Europe rather than compare cross-country differences. Its small sample size from the UK and Spain, and the use of self-reported disability data, and the exclusion of more recently developed disease-specific HRQOL instruments.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Jesse Ace, columnist for MS News Today, and today I'll be reading from my column, Disabled to Enabled. Here's what happened in my first hypnotherapy session. I recently wrote about my decision to try hypnotherapy. I'd been feeling out of control of my mental state following a multiple sclerosis flare, and I finally admitted that I needed some help. I had an initial phone consultation with my hypnotherapist to see if he could fix me. Then we booked in our first session. I wasn't sure what to expect as I'd never done hypnotherapy before. The session was excellent. First, we spoke about what's going well, despite having weakness and numbness in my body. The hypnotherapist seemed to draw information out of me and then cleverly reframe what I'd said back to me in a positive way. He asked me what I wanted and what action I could take to get me closer to that goal. I said the one action that I could take would be collecting email addresses for illustration agencies so that I could reach out to them in a week. I'd been putting that off for so long. After the speaking part of our session, he began the hypnosis and told me to relax as he softly guided me into it. Inside, I was freaking out that I would start drooling, or my nose would keep running, or my wheeled office chair would start sliding across the wooden floor. The hypnotherapist continued, speaking directly to my subconscious brain. He asked my subconscious to stop putting up defense blocks as a way of protecting me because I didn't need them. I've never cried so much as I did during that session. Afterward, I came out of the trance and felt kind of strange. It was like the feeling that you get when you have so much on your mind and everything just feels stuck and confusing. The day after the session, however, I woke up feeling incredible, like nothing could stop me. It was the strongest that I'd felt in weeks emotionally. And throughout that following week, I collected agents' emails, but I decided to just email them because I figured it would take a long time for them to get back to me anyway. As soon as I started typing the emails, the doubts in my head went crazy. I can't do this. I'm not good enough. I'll lose feeling in my hands and disappoint everyone. I'm too ill. The doubts threw themselves around in my mind. Trying my hardest to ignore my fears because I knew that I just had to, I pressed send, crying the whole time. Afterward, I felt so accomplished and continued with another project that I was working on. The doubts slowly fluttered away as I forgot I'd even reached out to them. Over that week, I grew stronger and stronger emotionally. Business ideas started flickering in my brain again, which hadn't happened in a really long time. Before having hypnotherapy, I just felt broken. I kept changing my mind about what I wanted in life because the path to get there just was not clear. It was exhausting to have no clarity on which route that I should take. My hypnotherapist gave me a recording to listen to daily. It's supposed to help reduce my stress and anxiety and boost my confidence. I love it, and I've made it part of my morning routine.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.